Channel 2 over. Channel 2 over, beginning a visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie this Wednesday after supper, the 2nd of May, 73. Channel 2 over, beginning a visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie with Wednesday after supper, the 2nd of May, 73. Channel 2 over, beginning a visit with Cookie with Rick and Debbie this Wednesday after supper, the 2nd of May, 73.
Crow was doing this at the time the office of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist was broken into, and now he's unavailable. That break-in has become the major issue in the Pentagon Papers trial. Frank Burkholzer has the latest developments.
The Pentagon Papers trial may be on the verge of mistrial or even outright dismissal, and if that happens, a basic issue will have been what the defendants call an attempt by the White House to bribe the judge. Matt Byrne, who is fiercely proud of his reputation for integrity, has been asking himself what's a man to do when the White House calls and says, come meet the president. Defense Attorney Leonard Weinglass has said that when the president's aide, John Ehrlichman, then offered Byrne the job of FBI director, that amounted to a bribe and compromised the court. All this is vastly compounded by the fact revealed yesterday that Ehrlichman, long before Watergate, was involved with Howard Hunt and Gordon Liddy in a probe of defendant Daniel Ellsberg that included a robbery, all of which Ehrlichman knew when he offered Byrne that job. Today, government prosecutor Nissen turned over another Ehrlichman statement, saying the results of that Hunt-Liddy probe may still be in the White House. Judge Byrne told both sides that by tomorrow morning he wants legal precedence on both dismissal and mistrial. The way this case is going, all the evidence should be in by early next week. And that will be Judge Byrne's
moment of truth. You ought to bring him in, they don't understand.
The moment he must decide whether to let the case go any further. Frank Burkholzer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Senator George McGovern talked about Watergate today in a Washington speech. He said there is no direct evidence that President Nixon was involved, but the president says he wasn't. And McGovern said, I, for one, must believe him. Then McGovern warned the Democrats against exploiting the Watergate scandal.
It has been written in recent weeks that the Democratic Party has been strengthened for the 1974 election by the Watergate affair. But just as Watergate has reminded us that even in politics some things simply are not done, so Democrats must now remind themselves that political victory is not worth the damage that has been done to the American system. No one in the profession of politics really stands to gain from this subversion of the political process. Nor do Republican candidates in 1974 deserve to lose because
there's your chair right there.
No shred of evidence has been raised against them, and no breath of rumor has been heard about
them. We'll be through this in a minute.
Indeed, Republicans have been among the most effective voices.
We've had too much of this. I'm glad. Turn it on.
Pleasure sometimes, ain't it?
Yeah. Great pleasure. It's just a habit. You don't turn it on every time you eat supper, do you?
No, I try my best to get to turn it on every time I walk in the house.
Well, why don't you just come in here and turn it off?
I turn it home, turn it off. I got to whip them all. Grandma, Grandpa. The old saying goes, Ma damn, Pa damn, and the whole damn family.
Oh.
Let him have that chair. That's the one wrong doing.
something to eat.
They didn't know
you didn't tell anybody you were coming, did you?
Ain't nobody knows where I'm at.
Oh, good. They can't call you then.
Mister, nobody knows where I'm at.
Well, what is today?
Wednesday.
Is that your day off?
I'm supposed to be in Tampa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tampa.
Where I'm supposed to be.
You know, it's getting to be a nuisance. Every time they run out, they need a little help over there, they holler for Rick. He hadn't helped me work with Pappy in a month.
You see what I put up with for over a year.
Well, I wish you'd send Franklin back down here.
Franklin's doing too good where he's at.
Where's he at?
He's at Barclay Toyota.
What I mean, is he going over there to school?
Yeah, he's working.
Well, I thought he was up in Jacksonville going to school.
Right,
he will be.
He was going to a couple of nights, wasn't he?
Yeah. He goes, he went up there for two nights. He'll be back. He done back now, back on the job. He's making over $100 a week.
Woo!
5 days. 5 8-hour days. It's not 5 or 7 14-hour days.
Well, how does he get off that Saturday morning?
He just don't work Saturday morning.
They don't work down there?
No.
Well, why are there any of them?
I don't know.
You have
Queen, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a nuisance. Why is it? Brazington still does?
I don't know.
Or they just do have somebody there. They don't all work, just a few.
Just a few. Going. I lay down and sleep over in the trailer a while ago this afternoon. I've been over asleep for I don't know how long.
Why could you?
You sure have.
I'm not going to get you anywhere.
Makes you feel a lot better when you ain't had no sleep for a week.
A week?
I'd have got more sleep than I had been on the road.
You
well,
got me, please.
What time do you turn in?
About midnight.
You on the late shift? Laura?
I take Helen to work. I come back and put Grandma and Grandpa to bed.
Oh,
yeah. Then I get up and go get Helen in the morning, and then I don't get the rest no more that day. From 12 to 4:30 is all the rest I get.
At night?
At night. I'm so tired and give out when I go to bed, don't care whether I go to sleep or not. Lay there and roll and tumble and wear the bed out, and then I can go to sleep then.
Well, now, back in the old days, you never saw it come to that, did you? Here you are, more prosperous than you ever have been.
I don't know whether I'm more prosperous or not, but I get around.
I thought the tires in your truck were looking a little like they'd been on the road some.
I put, since last Thanksgiving, I put 24,000 miles on that blue jewel out there.
Yeah.
Are
the tires short a little?
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna have to buy a set of tires. The third, fourth set of tires that I've had to buy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Since you had that truck?
I bought three sets of rear ends since I came out of the hospital.
Mm.
And 24,000 miles. And put that trailer on them by 6,000 miles. All I get out of two tires on the rear of that thing.
All
right.
That's right, because it just, I'm telling you, it just eats them up.
Well, let me tell you, you know, the only big car I ever had was that old red, and I'll tell you, I can tell a lot of difference in the weight of that car, the difference it made over the tires.
Yeah.
They just didn't hold up as long.
Why now, you tell me. See, I put that trailer behind me and last Sunday. I threw 15 cows in that joker. Monday was a week ago. I put 8 head of horses in that thing. Took them to Kingsport, Tennessee. And I was back to the sale in Quitman, Georgia on Tuesday.
And loaded up again.
Loaded up again and come on in home. Went to Tampa on Wednesday night. Sold out in Tampa.
Well, now, what's your outlet in Tampa?
There's a horse auction down there.
Yeah. Well, now you haven't been going down to there.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get on to that?
Well, old Parker, he was up in Sylvester, Monday was a week ago. He said he thought I was in there pretty hot. He said, "Why don't you come on down to our stable?" He said, "You've got some good stock." I said, "That's all I deal in is good stock." He said, "Why don't you bring some down to our stable down in Tampa?" I said, "I didn't know you had a sale down there." He said, "Every Wednesday night."
Like you haven't unhitched that trailer for a good while.
I've been moving it.
Well,
had to come up with some money. There wasn't any one way to do it. You can't steal it and get by with it.
Well,
and you can't go out and hold up somebody. I mean, hold up an establishment and get by with it. The only way you can get do that and get by with it is trade somebody a horse. You get by with the cell, right?
Have any of them held you up anymore? Payment?
Augusta, they're holding back on me. Up in Augusta. I supposed to have a payment in this weekend, but I ain't got it yet. I don't know if I will get it. I may have to go up and get it. I bought a little Rachel quarter horse stud last Monday up in Sylvester. That's old him. Up in Augusta. Loading him and a little quarter stud I bought, and big spotted horse I bought, two ponies that I bought. Took them to Augusta and sold. I sold a little blue roan they give $150 for him. I hauled him from Sylvester to Augusta, and sold him for $267.50.
He's the one they're holding up on
you? Yeah, they're holding back on me. He was blind one eye. I told him he was blind. Showed him he was blind. And there's some other things about him, but I didn't know about it. I told him I didn't know about him. Found out. But that's the horse trading game. That's their tough luck. Prettiest thing that you ever laid your eyes on, and the biggest rig you ever laid your eyes on. You heard of a rig, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's what he was.
No, I haven't heard of it.
You know, they pretended to castrate him, but they didn't do it right.
Oh. I know you.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a rig. All the way. Prettiest thing that you ever saw, Frank. I'm telling you, that horse was like a picture. There wasn't a spot on him nowhere, and he was blind in one eye. Turn him to, face him on the right side, and you couldn't see nothing wrong with that horse.
But he wasn't nervous or anything.
But I got $112.50. Good, that's all.
Huh?
After I paid the sale bill, I got $112.50. Clear money. I made that much by hauling him from Sylvester to Augusta. And I bought a little buckskin quarter stud. He's a 4-year-old. And I gave $135 for him. Got $167 out of him. And then I did lose my shirt. I bought a big pinto. Bigger than Rowdy or everyone that I got down there. Ate something pretty. $175 for him, sold him for $145. But you can't win all the time. You got to take a beating once in a while. Then last Wednesday night, we can go tonight. I loaded Little Charlie that I went to West Virginia and got. And took him to Tampa.
Let me tell you. You know, I'm listening. All I can hear is this. Chew it over there. Just let Debbie finish that darn salad and you can finish the story. Just let her hell go ahead and eat it.
She's through. Hmm. She's through.
It's all gone.
It's all gone.
It's the most inevitable.
Now, loaded Little Charlie, the one who went to West Virginia, got, and took him to Tampa. I really cleaned up on that horse.
On Little Charlie?
Yeah. I sold him to a woman for $250 in green cash.
A little power horse.
Yeah. $250 because she could get on him and just ride him off anywhere.
A little Charlie out here.
Yeah.
That's the one the woman wanted to pay you $50 for, right?
Yeah.
Well, Cookie, I've been wondering where he
was. No, that wasn't the one. The one that was when you had it in your trailer.
Yeah.
I sure been wondering where he was.
Then I bought this other big Pinto, bigger than Charlie, but not quite as big as Riley. He's blind in one eye, but that's all right. He's a workhorse. You can't ride him. That's the buckiest thing you ever saw when you get on his back.
Hmm. No.
Yeah. I bought him for $100 bill.
He bucked down 5 posts in a row. Or something did.
And,
took me half a day to rebuild that fence. I'm going to put in my bill for that.
You are. All right. And I had to come up with some money, and that was the only way I needed to do it, was just get out there and blinding people with horses. And I sure moved.
Didn't little Charlie bring a good bill?
I'm telling you the truth, I'm surprised. I didn't have any idea the woman would take me up. I have got 3, just about to got 2.5.
So you've just been kicking yourself ever since?
That's right. I got $150 and a bigger horse and just as good a horse for what I want one for. A lot prettier. A lot prettier bill. And I'll sell him. It don't make any difference. I'll sell him tonight. The right man comes along.
Well, he's a right attractive looking horse, isn't he?
He's a good looking horse, yes, sir.
He's not supposed to be a riding horse. What is he good for?
He's a workhorse.
Workhorse.
Yeah. He comes from Sumter, South Carolina. An old man, 74 years old, owned him. He didn't want to ride him. He wanted to plow him. And he plowed him.
But he kept in good shape, didn't he?
Yes, sir. And he's been blind all his life in that left eye.
Well, he blind too?
He blind his left eye. Been blind all his life. Otherwise, that horse is sound as a dollar. And a one-eyed horse, it ain't that much difference in him when you want to work. Mm-hmm. There ain't $150 difference in it. That's right.
Yeah.
Old Dewey, as good a horse as I ever worked with, blind in one eye. He was blind all his life and looked just like little man. Gray, just like a little man. But now I've got a doll baby at home now. You just got to see my doll baby. And I got me a little old Palomino pony just about that tall. And I want you to know anybody can do anything they want to that pony.
I never saw a pony, just a little bitty like that.
Just a little bitty thing, not as big as Nancy. No, not near as big as Nancy was. But she can just tie a rope around her neck, and Alice can just tie a rope around her neck, take it back and tie it to her wagon tongue, and just say, come on, Sammy, let's go. She'll pull a bag of feed up to the shed and just stand there. Do anything you want to.
And you think somebody will come along and want that pony?
If they got, they can get her if they got $100 bill.
You don't sell anything for less than $100.
I hate to. If it can walk, it's worth $100.
Delivered.
Yeah, that's right, sure. I hate selling anything less than $100.
Who having you? Nobody.
Ain't got no help. That's the reason you stay knocked out half the time.
all that loading and unloading by yourself. 8 horses in that thing by yourself?
Yes, sir.
Cookie?
Yeah.
That's the easiest load ever hauled. They didn't have room to move around.
Yeah.
When they got in there and got their feet set, that was it. Because they didn't have no room to move around. I just kept on getting up.
Two abreast. And they're too close to kick.
Too close to kick, and ain't got nerve enough to bite, I don't guess. This horse I got down here now, he is a nice looking horse. I haven't hooked him up yet, but I ain't worrying about it. If he works, all right. If he don't, I can get $100 out of him anywhere. Just about. If he wants to buck, I can take him to Rainbow Springs and sell him for a bucking horse and get $300 out of him.
He's friendly.
Real friendly. Nice horse.
A pretty horse.
And don't you think he looks more like Rowdy than the other horse did? Built more like him?
Yeah, baby.
Well, that other horse had a kind of a depressed slump. Didn't bother me. She's sort of loose jointed there in front. Looked more like Missy.
He was long, leggy, and gangly. Yeah. I'm not going to say
he
was Missy now.
Just got his head sort of hanging out. Like he had a big day or something. A bad day.
But he never did act really. After I brought him down here, he never did act like all the rest of the horses I brought down here.
No. Never did.
He never did, I mean, have spunk and get up and go about it.
Yeah. Well.
But I'm telling you, that old gal down there, she just fell in love with that Pinto. And
that's a pretty good price for a horse.
It's a good price.
Great horse.
Well, you can't hang on to them and just expose them and wait for somebody to pick them up like that. But that's what you look for, it is. Now, where was she? At sale?
Yeah. I didn't get, she hopped all over me when I got them horses led to the, I didn't get them registered. I done sold out before I even got them registered. So did, yeah.
Of all things.
That's right.
Sold out on the outside.
That's right. Then I picked up a little bit of tack that I bought up in Georgia, took in there and sold out. I come on back home. I didn't have no use to stay down there because I knew if I stayed, I'd load up and I had no place to keep me.
Did you pick up the belt?
Here? Jacksonville.
Oh. How much do you reckon that cost?
Is that all there?
Look
at the front of it.
They all cost the right smart, so you don't get them for nothing.
Look at that. Lord help us. Thank you. Is that a hand tool? I guess.
I don't know.
And you paid that much change for it?
No, you can't go in any store and buy an old rag belt for less than.
But this buckle, you know, cost $3 or $4.
Well,
I don't know.
They sold them. I get a dollar bill for that. That's right.
You know,
I say these pants, I give $2 and I'm where Steve's would get 2 1/4 for her or some of the others, but I know one pair of pants that I'd get $2 1/4 for. And they were marked on the outside. I mean, retail price was $13.95. And I can, I can prove it to you because that price tag ain't been took off the rest of them at home. I bought some girls' strappy jeans. I mean, hippie looking things, you know. My kids would like them. $1.50 and $2 a pair, and they was priced $10.50. That's right. I bought $79 worth of clothes.
$79
worth of clothes? $79 worth, and I couldn't tote them all. Mm-hmm. I bought some luggage. I think it was $13.53. That three-piece luggage, you know?
$13.50.
Right. I might have to move out sometime, so I got me some luggage to move in, you know?
You don't need luggage.
No, just might have to put pants throw over my shoulder and keep on getting up.
All right.
Right.
Those bridges fit you.
Just throw them in the trunk. That's all you need, Bill. You don't stop at the hotels very much.
Mm-hmm. So if you can't get one for less than $10, I can do an awful lot of sleeping in the cab of my truck for $10.
Can you get one for $10?
Only one I found is in Hayhart, Georgia. They have one place up there that you get a motel room for $10. Now that's in Sylvester. All up in there, you'll pay $12. And we're from $12 to $18 a night for a motel room.
Mm.
Sure will. No longer than I get to lay down, that's an awful expensive bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how it is now, but we used to go off the road just a little piece and find a place for a couple of dollars. Fairly quiet.
You can't even eat for $2 now.
Yeah.
I stopped up at I eat up at Quitman at the Royal Cafe. 2 eggs, toast, and coffee.
Yeah.
$1 bill. 2 eggs, toast, and coffee, $1 bill.
Mm.
Think of it. $1.
For 2 eggs and just plain old toast.
And jelly and a cup of coffee.
And a cup of coffee, say. Lord help us. The breakfast I eat here, I guess it cost $2. With a little oatmeal.
They don't throw any bacon in or something?
No, they don't even fry them in fry the eggs in the bacon grease.
They don't?
No. Put some of that old that old oil out there and fry them eggs in that old oil. I don't like them.
Oh, it makes them kind of rubbery.
Yeah?
They all do that.
All I ever stop, every place I stop, that's where they fry them.
They've all changed.
Yeah, they fry them.
So the bacon grease away.
Yeah.
Of all
things. That's right. You can't hardly get egg fried in bacon grease anymore. And to me, that's when we fry an egg.
Yeah.
Okay. Give your horses a shot yet?
No.
Oh, man.
You giving yours?
Oh, yeah.
You got some shot medicine?
Yeah, the house.
The trailer?
No, the whole house. I'm coming back tomorrow. I'll bring some down. Give you a shot. I get that good kind. It goes in the muscle.
Well, yeah. Now, I thought maybe we'd just get them all up together and give them a shot all at once. Yours? Yours, too?
Let's see. Mine do be mine. Mine need their second shot in Sunday.
Oh, you already give them one.
Yeah, I give them a second. The shots, and I give them a lockjaw shot, and I gave them 10 cc of penicillin, and just to keep throwing safety side, I give them 2 grams of streptomycin apiece.
What's that for?
Let's keep down, I mean, in case they ever occur any disease in me.
Oh, that's when you got that needle from me the other day.
Yeah. Keep, I mean, just keep, for safety's sake, you know, keep them from me picking up all kind of diseases and so forth.
Did you know there was many stray dogs? This is on the television, on 60 Minutes, Sunday night, Sunday at 6 o'clock. They are thinking about selling dog feed with the pill in it.
Well, they ought to.
Because the stray dogs populate faster than the ones in the others.
I'll tell you what they ought to do. As many dogs as they are in the community, and as big a nuisance as they are, they ought to give a man a privilege of killing every dog he met out on the road. But when you see him out on the road, he ought to have the authority to shoot it right there. I'm not joking you one bit. If a person's going to have a dog, keep it in, keep it under control.
They won't do it.
They run in packs. Mm-hmm.
But you take, well, I don't even find my trailer. There's about a half a dozen dogs right out there on the road all the time.
Yes.
Run your car.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't feed them.
You lead a horse out, and they'll the horse don't know what to do. And it's not, it's actually a hazard, them dogs out there on the road.
You know Patterson on the school bus?
Yeah.
He not on it anymore.
He not?
They finally got him.
Sure enough. I wonder, he been lucky an awful long time. Oh, he drove that school bus. Goodness gracious alive.
All I ever saw him was just the smoke going by, the dust off the
road. Right.
And boy, you'd be out there riding a horse or something, and he'd speed up when he saw you. Just go faster right by you.
Who they got driving in his place now?
I've not noticed, but I saw him sort of standing off with another fella over here at his station. And he sure was looking quiet.
Yeah?
Oh, he had quieted down. You know, that's what them stories he told. Like he told Rick, he was pulling them people out of the ditch, but he didn't hook the chain on that car. He let them do it. He had a job, he said. They didn't want to do it, it's all right with him. So now I guess he'd sort of consider hooking it on to the car, you reckon?
I imagine so, yeah. I traded one horse for a shotgun the other day.
Shotgun?
Yeah.
Well, I don't let it get away with from you until we shoot some of these armadillos.
Can
you hit an armadillo?
I ain't gonna shoot that gun. That's a 12-gauge pump. I ain't gonna shoot that gun. I'll let you shoot it.
Well, is that the one that's got the two barrels?
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's yeah. It'll just bring one shell after another up.
Yeah.
12-gauge pump.
What's wrong with 12-gauge pump?
Knock you.
They just kick too hard, and I ain't able to be kicked around.
You use it on the other shoulder.
I can't shoot.
Left-handed.
I can't shoot left-handed.
And you got it for a horse?
I got it in a $20 bill. It says Roebuck gun cost $139 new.
Some says things are good. I never did get one. Let me tell you, this little rifle I have, it's a Sears thing, and it had that scope on it.
Yeah.
And it was first rate. The only thing about it was the heavy, it make you walk one sided. And that thing that come apart, they won't last forever, you know.
No, that thing will wear out one day.
Yeah, and I got it used. I don't know how old it was. And I took it, you know, I took it down to this fella on 441, asked him if he had another scope, and he put one on it. And the scope he put on, I couldn't even see through the scope, much less aim it. There's a whole lot of difference in scopes, isn't there?
Yeah.
The other one, you see, it was a good one. A good scope, you see, it'll throw light out there where it's dark.
Yeah.
Well, where it's light, this one will throw dark. So, it's on there. I might as well take it off. I ought to take it off. He didn't do it on purpose. It was just one he had laying there. I was the one. I ought to have been able to check it at the time, but I didn't. I never think of those things.
No, I just...
You wouldn't even have that put it on. You could just take it and look through it.
Yeah?
And you wouldn't have been able to see much through it, you see.
Oh, Frank's girlfriend, she had a horse. Or her dad had a horse. And had all afraid of her. No plug. I went up and bought her off of them. And, they said, now don't take her to the dog factory. I said, no, I'm going to take her to the dog factory. I'll find her a good home. I already had her home. I didn't keep her on my truck 30 minutes. Done paid for that shotgun and the $20 bill. No, Bob O'Neill said I'd give you $20 to haul her off.
Yeah. So you didn't take her to the dog factory?
Yeah, I didn't take her to the dog factory. I loaded her this side of Lotchway there at Hague. And just as quick as I could drive to Lotchway, I turned her off right there.
Well, you bring that shotgun over here. I'm going to charge the interest on this fence over here. I have to leave it
on. I had to bring Grandpa with me. He likes to look at it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He'll never walk no more, I don't think.
You can't say. You don't know.
Don't think the old man will ever walk again.
Cookie, I've been around and seen all these people, and they look like they just will never perk up again. Next time I see them, they don't look like anything ever happened to them. Every now and then I see Miss Mary. And she looks like she's had it. And she talks like it. Next time I see her, she looks like she's never been to the doctor. You just can't tell.
She's not as old as the grandpa is, though.
Well, I...
He's 77 years old.
Now, that's in his prime compared to some of them I know.
Old Emily Keep over there in Boardman is... He's 83. He was in the gas station.
Yeah.
And he kind of wobbled in the doorway. He said, oh, kind of having trouble keeping my balance lately. And then I says, well, how old are you, Mr. Keep? Well, I'm 83. He got in his car and just took on off down the road.
Yeah, but see, my grandpa, he had that mechanical hip joint put in, and it just ain't going to work.
Oh, yeah.
It just ain't gonna work.
Never did?
No, it had never worked, and it ain't gonna work.
Yeah. And the chair, he don't care for it?
Wheelchair?
Yeah.
No. Well, I better go. Take my license, I know what you're coming.
Vicki, I looked down there, and I am close to that new horse of yours. But I was close enough to see that I thought Charlie sure had gained. I said, Lord heavens, that grass must be powerful rich. He's put on 200-300 pounds. He's in good shape.
Man, if I get some rain on that far end out yonder, that grass ought to come on out. I put 500 pounds of fertilizer out there. Me and Wesley and Frank. Let's see, who else was it? I had, well, there was three of them out there spreading it out. It didn't take me just a little while to spread it out. I took a bucket and my bag out there and throw it down. The first thing I knew, they had 500 pounds spread out. Broadcasted.
You need some up here now. I put a half a ton up here. But you notice where they didn't quite meet.
I'm anxious to see that over yonder whenever it rains and see where they put fertilizer and where they didn't.
You think there'd be some skips?
I think there'll be a lot of skips.
It might have gone a little heavy in spots, too.
Well,
ammonia nitrate ought to be good now.
You know, all this horse medicine is getting so costly. I mean, cattle. I just was going to get some drench, and I used to pay $4 or $5 a gallon for it, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's 15. Now it may be better than it was then, but it's still $15, and a gallon won't do me.
What kind do you get?
And I never use. I've never used pellets. I don't have as luck with them.
I don't like it.
I can't get them in the throat like I can the others. I'm just not used to them. I don't care what it is. I don't know. There ought to be some of the old remedies that would pretty well take care of the cattle.
Grubs?
Yeah. For worms, grubs a little different.
Well, my dad gives us here, we call it appointment called a copper zone.
Yeah.
Warmer. Well, it's not very expensive. And does him a good job.
Yeah. Well, I can't find anything down here that's not expensive.
Well, something else, too. What are you paying for horse feed now?
What are we paying, guys?
I don't know.
Four and a half.
It's way, I think it's way up past
five, I guess.
100? Or for 50 pounds?
100. Maybe it's over five. I haven't looked at the bill recently.
Of course. Buying games, you'll pay about $8 a 100 for it.
Well, gosh, maybe it's higher than that. It was five something the last time I looked at it. And that's good feed, isn't it?
It is.
It's fresh mix.
It's real good.
Well, I can buy it in Georgia for, $4.20.
Yeah.
100 pounds. And it's, now it's 9% protein. And that's about all you get around here, 9%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really a good feed. Really good.
It's a good price.
I remember we used to figure on going to Georgia or snap corn, one thing or another. And, the only trouble was just the hauling, if you had to haul it, had something to haul in. And if you're going to make a living with the animals, you just didn't have a choice. You just had to do it. Or if you get enough to have it hauled.
Well, now they got that, I believe it's 13% steer fattener. Up there for around $5, $4.90 I believe it is, $4.90, $5, something like that. And it's Purina too.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah. Well, I tried to economize a little bit on the fly spray. I've been using the powder, the dust. It's so easy. And once you start spraying them, you see, if you spray them with water, they're still cut up a little. Well, I had them send it because I hadn't been to town. And the one they sent is the sort you spray a rosebush with. You don't have, you can't get enough. It just works to death. And you don't get enough spray in it. It won't penetrate. You need it. That'll run off if you don't hit them pretty hard with it.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to buy a little fresh the liquid spray, and the cheapest kind was the kind I used to use, Coppertox. And he says, I guess you've got a permit to buy this. And I didn't have a permit to buy this, so I'm using some that's about 5 years old out there. And about it, all it'll do is drown the flies.
If you hit them direct.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get it good and sick. So, I'm telling you,
go back to get the little powder.
Yeah. But that dust will do everything I want.
That dust is about as good as you can get. Because if you go out here and spray your cows, spend all that money spraying them,
yeah,
and it comes rain that night, you've got to do it again the next day.
That's right. Well, there's no trouble, except it's smelly. Well, it is right to my cover. But the other, you see, no trouble on. You You see, this dust, I bought 5 pounds in a 5-pound box for $4, four and a quarter. Well, I thought, well, I'll get some more. And I priced it, and he said he had that same thing, 4 pounds for four and a quarter. So that's the way to do them. Now, if you get it for the pound and that handy little thing, they'll charge you $1.25 a pound.
Yeah.
That makes that little paper container you see worth about 50 cents. And there's no shortcut that I can find. What's the news from university?
Ain't none. Ain't none.
Social Security not come through?
No.
You got somebody working on it?
Well, that's Scruggs working on. You take it for 20%, and I said, well, get on it. Let's go. What are you waiting on? So I give them all my information, all the dope, and released all the information from my doctor for him to go get. And that's it. Been waiting to hear from him now. Horse trading, waiting for him.
How much help does he have up there?
But he's got one more. He got another boy in there that just graduated from some big college up north and came down here and went to work.
Yeah, just one.
If one with me, yeah.
You know, that'd be a pretty good place to start out as a lawyer.
Yeah.
You'd learn.
Sure would.
About 20%, he ought to work right hard on it.
That would mean about $400 or $500 to him.
See what Rick ought to do instead of sitting on his fanny around here. I have time. Look at that. Glad it's getting. he ought to pick up a little something about horses, you see. And go around with you to these places.
Then you can stand up to follow me a week.
He's a pretty good man. Yeah, he worked day and night down there at Winn-Dixie. You know, before he come up here, since he's been up here, you see, he's just getting soft. Well, anyhow, he can learn. But if he got somebody, you know, if he gets out of the way, he can learn. He can't learn from me. What can he learn from me? Well, don't answer that.
I may go to Sylvester Saturday or Sunday night, if I can get a load picked up.
Yeah.
I'll be gone Saturday, Sunday night, Monday. Monday, Tuesday. I might, if everything's, if I hit just the right kind of luck, I might get back in Wednesday night about midnight.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie. I've only got one reservation.
What's that?
You know, around here, I don't never get over 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
If I'm, you know, sort of in a hurry, I'll get up to 50.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get much higher than that. So you see, that would cut me out.
Cut him out fast.
That cut me out, yeah. Because ain't anybody going to go like that anymore. You know that. If they're going anywhere.
You'd be a hazard on the road, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Just getting away. So, you see, I'm cut out. Cuts me out.
Well, I have to move if I make them all. There's no question about it. I have to move.
Yeah.
See, the third Saturday in this month, I'll go to Jacksonville. The second Saturday, I'll go to Valdosta. I have to do something. I just can't stay around home and listen to old folks. I mean, I just can't do that. There ain't no way. They get along just fine. Long hell and the kids are around there, you know.
Yeah.
But I walk in. Where you been? What you been doing?
Yeah.
Why ain't you come in before now? You make any money? Yeah. I mean, I go take my license because I know it's a coming.
Yeah. Might as well just duck your tail.
That's right. Just tuck the tail between my legs and take it because I don't know what I'm going to need it.
Now you see, what makes these hippies, this is my experience. Now I'm talking to you about it. You see, if they could get in with you and handle horses for months, they wouldn't be a hippie any longer. No. They're a hippie for the simple reason that they can't do one damn thing. They can't do nothing.
Last Saturday, I took a load of hippies out of Florida. Now, I don't want you to know. I was going up 75, and I hit 75 at Williston Cutoff. And picked up every hippie. I saw hitchhiking. I stopped, picked that sucker up.
Going north?
Going north. And when I got to Valdosta, Georgia, they were 13 filed out of the back of my truck. Man, I just hauled a whole truckload out of Florida.
Why, Cookie? 13?
13, sure did.
Yeah.
Me and Jack Stokes.
Is Jack in on it?
Yeah.
Put him in your truck.
Yeah, in the back. As cold as it was Saturday. Boy, we aired him out. I'm telling you, we blowed all stink off them hippies.
You know what Mr. Eastman does? He'll pull up, you know, and stop. And ask him to want to ride. And they about ready to get in. You know, he says, well, you go cut that hair and I'll take you.
Old Jack said he was going up there one time. He stopped to pick some up, and all he said they was awful dirty.
Yeah.
Awful filthy, you know. And he said, then I decided, well, I'm going to pull a good one on them. And he said, just as they got up ready, just to get a hold of my truck, he said, I pulled off and left standing there.
Yeah.
Now that would be a queer feeling, wouldn't it?
It would. Especially if you've been standing there a good while already.
But I took 13 out of Florida. Now ain't no question about it.
What kind of rig does Jack have?
He's got a 72 Ford one-ton truck and a 24-foot gooseneck trailer.
Gooseneck?
Yeah.
Custom made.
That's right.
It cost him money?
About $2,500.
Worth that?
Yeah.
You mean the truck and the trailer?
No, the trailer.
The trailer?
The trailer cost around $2,500. The truck cost $4,000.
Yeah,
$4,000.
Yeah. Well, Jack's a man of money, isn't he?
Yeah. He makes some money.
But he never did get his little rodeo going.
Oh, he could have, but
that was disappointing. I look forward to that. And now it's too late. You see, all Cookie's children are too big for it. They got too much else on. But when he was talking about it, when y'all was talking about it first, it was just the same.
Yeah.
They were, no telling what that would have done if he got that going. He could have one over there and you could have one over here.
Boy, I tell you. I think I sold Daddy's cows to him.
I didn't even know you was wanting to sell your daddy's cows. All right.
Yeah. I priced him to him. He said, we'll go look at him. So we're going to go look at him. And if he takes him, I'll get freight on him between here and Alabama. $0.50 a mile. $0.50 a mile. Be a pretty good freight bill, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Between West Virginia and Alabama.
What's Alabama got to do with it?
He's buying a 300-acre farm in Alabama.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. Right over next to the Mississippi line.
Jack Stokes is?
Jack Stokes is. I may buy his property in Williston.
He's not going to move. Huh?
Yeah, if he gets that farm, he's going to move. Yes, sir.
How long has he been to university?
17 years.
He won't walk off and leave it.
Guess he will. Yes, he will.
With all that easy money?
Yes, he will. Yeah, if he buys that property in Alabama, he's going to sell his property in Williston, and I'm going to try to get it, because that's a good piece of property over there in Williston where he's got. No.
You haven't paid for yours yet?
I could pay for it before this weekend's up, though.
You could.
Yes, I could.
You and who?
I got enough stuff till I could sell it to pay for my finished payment, my piece of property.
And then you could start out all over on his?
That's right. I'd have to, it'd put me right down on rock bottom again. But I can do it. Sure can.
How's he gonna make anything over that? Can he farm?
Yeah.
He never did.
No, but he can. I didn't know he had 100 head of cows to live the other day.
Over here? Good number. Are they any good?
A lot of them. He got some. A lot of registered Bremers. A lot of them.
Oh, he just picked up a few at a time.
A few at a time, and put them back out there in the pasture and forgot about them. He got over 100. Got about 100 heads. They're over.
Yeah, well, that's a full-time job. How does it feed them?
I don't know. I don't know how he manages.
Well, you see, his boss, all them fellas up there where he works, they know everything that goes on if they work together. They know where the good hay is and everything, you know.
Yeah. It reminds me of something. Hey, I'm going to contract and bring down here, buy and bring down here, about 250 bales of coastal Bermuda hay for us this winter.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick it up out of the field and bring it down here. I think 250 bales of good coastal will, just about put your cows and everything through.
About half enough for me.
I mean, them big heavy bales like Guy Duggar bales.
Well, that'd make a difference. Yeah. That'd make a difference.
It's just all I can do to pick them up right now.
Yeah.
They're anywhere from 70 to 100 pound bales.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, now, what I need to do, there's 5 acres up here, all fenced and cultivated. You see, no bear in it. Yeah, you can get 1,000 bales up there if you get it planted. I just haven't been up to it. I don't know. I'm just getting so I can't move.
Plant that stuff in June.
You can plant it anytime. Anytime. And that would be there ready to go right here at us. And all the equipment to pick it up with. And you know, let me tell you, as short as things are going to be this winter, feed, everything, ain't no telling how much that damn hay going to cost.
Well, I can get it now in the field for 85 cents.
You mean you can speak for it ahead of time?
Right now. I can speak for it tomorrow and get it. Get 250 bales for 85 cents a bale.
Well, you better just double it. Get 500 bales.
All right. I'll tell the man we'll take his next cutting then.
Yeah.
That'll be in June.
Yes.
I'll tell him we'll take his whole cutting in June.
We got plenty of place to put it.
And I got something to haul it with.
And on top of that, you see, if we had this over here, we might even make some money. that's, I tell you, I just, there's no telling what it, hell, it ran out this last year.
Everybody ran out.
Yeah.
I couldn't even buy it. I had to buy brand to feed my horses for roughage.
Yes.
I darn sure did.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go. Heck, I ain't. I ain't been home since early this morning. Ain't even called in.
Yeah. Tell Helen we miss seeing her. No prospect of picnics over here. We just have to have one over at your house.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Grandpa and Grandma are just, I mean, they're just there, that's all.
Yeah.
You ought to come over and talk to them. They'd enjoy talking to you.
Yeah.
They would.
Well, I ought to do that.
That's right. You know where I live.
Yeah, I got that. How's that one?
Huh?
How's Alvin?
All right, yes.
Is you're well in for him?
I ain't got no money yet.
Well, you don't need money.
I'm gonna have it. I may not need it, but it sure comes in handy.
You know, the first thing I ever remember, you were working along with Alvin, doing all sorts of things for him, helping him with those woods cows, and he came. What was it? He hauled something for you, something or other, and he charged you $10.
That's right. And that just burnt me up.
Yeah. That was handwriting on the wall.
That just wrote his name up there on the
that,
wall.
That
like
wrote his
what?
Name on the wall. What was it? What was that for? He just hauled some little trip.
He went and got a load of a plywood for me.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because I didn't have no truck at that time, see.
Yeah.
And he hauled it in.
Yeah.
And charged me $10.
Yeah.
And I just put the handwriting on the wall.
That's right. That's right.
I got to go.
Well, I hate to see you rush off. Is your rig out there?
Yeah.
This is Channel 2 over and beginning of the visit with Cookie, end of the visit with Cookie, this Wednesday, the 2nd of May, 73. Channel 2 over around 1600 towards the end, and the end of the visit with Cookie, this Wednesday after supper, at supper. This 2nd of May, 73.